Okay. I'm going to go ahead, seeing as we have a quorum present, and it's now 3:01. I am hereby calling this meeting of the Design Review Board for Tuesday, February the 14th, 2017, to order. So, may I please have the roll call?
Thank you. Member Carroll? Member Clinton? Member Schneider is absent. Member Shaler?
Present.
Member Sweeney?
Here.
Member Whalen?
Here.
Vice Chair Smith?
Here.
Chair Branch? Thank you.
Great, thank you. Okay, so we'll go to item B, the administrative agenda, with the meeting minutes. And do we have a motion for approval of the minutes?
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes as written.
Do we have a second? I'll second it. And any discussion?
Just under discussion. Thank you, Chair. And this has to do with the meeting minutes were excellent and accurate as always. Just a little bit more elaboration, clarification. Under design review, when we were discussing 10 South Kellogg Avenue, we kind of concluded, I want to just reiterate Chair Member Schneider's comments, that the view from the freeway of the mass of the building recommends stepping back the ends of the two-story format. And then in the minutes, it has calls out three different things. And number three, follow-up things that would occur with staff and a representative of the DRB. And it talks about applicant to submit a section showing the relationship of the existing and proposed landscaping to the freeway and to the building height with regard to visibility, and to provide a copy to Member Whalen. And I was wondering if you've had an opportunity to see that yet?
I don't think that was me, Bill.
Well,
it was me.
I think
right.
You were appointed the person to look at. And they have not submitted anything yet.
All right. Yep. Okay. They haven't submitted anything
yet.
And
when they do, we will pass it along to Member Whalen.
I appreciate that. And that's why I just wanted to bring up my comments about the importance of that issue, and I appreciate you taking a look at it with that in perspective.
I'll be happy to.
Any further discussion on the minutes? If not, I'll call for a vote. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay.
Aye.
And one abstention.
And one abstention. Okay. All right. And that takes us to the Planning Director's report.
Okay. Good afternoon, members. The last meeting, I announced that Jennifer Carmen, our Planning Director, was leaving the city. So Lisa Prossy, who was our Planning Manager, is now appointed as Interim Planning Director. We also have two new commissioners, planning commissioners, Robert Miller and Jennifer Smith. They were sworn in last night. And at the meeting, you may be interested, we had a general plan progress report and also the historic preservation project, a report on that. So if you wanted to watch and kind of, it's quick. And then one other thing, there's a state law that went into effect that for any public speakers at meetings, if they require interpretation, translation, that they get twice the amount of time that is allocated for a, regular speaker. And typically it's been around 3 minutes, so that, if that were the case, it would be 6 minutes. And then lastly, I did send an email out with the subject of sign items coming before full board, and I get the feeling, based on a few of the members that have come back with their feedback, is that we want to continue having a sign subcommittee, but if the agenda is really light, that we may bring items to the full board, or maybe we bring items in Old Town to the full board. So that's, if there's any comments on that, or we keep things sort of the same, unless there's a light agenda, if that's okay with you.
Okay, thank you. We might maybe air that we're on the agenda, yeah. I guess, rather than
at the end and
yeah, at the end,
announcements.
Yeah,
okay.
Announcement by members.
Sounds good.
Okay, and so with that, we go to item C, the review of agenda, projected agenda.
No changes on today's agenda. Your next meeting is February 28th.
Thank you. Okay, at this time, the public shall have an opportunity to comment on any non-agenda item relevant to the jurisdiction of the city. It's requested that you have a speaker request form submitted to the recording clerk. Let me see. This is a little bit worded differently than what I'm used to. Basically, this is the time for public comment for anything that's not currently on this agenda, but is involving other items of concern to the city. So is there anybody needing to speak on anything at this time? Seeing none, we'll now go ahead and launch into Section E, Design Review. So we'll be seeing item number E1.
Thank you. Item E1 is Jamil Cafe Signage, located at 5890 Hollister Avenue, case number 17005-DRB.
Is the applicant for that present? Come on up. The sign. I need declarations from the board about visiting the site or any conversations with the various interested parties.
Site visit, no ex parte.
Site visit and no ex parte.
No site visit and no ex parte.
Site visit, no ex parte.
No site visit, no ex parte.
And no site visit, although most people here I've been by and familiar with it, but no, and no ex parte conversations.
All right, Mr. Chair, I'm sitting in for Christina Fung. She's at a workshop today. So this is a project at 5890 Hollister Avenue, so in the Old Town. The signage that's being proposed, there's two signs, Jamil Cafe, and this was the previous Natural Cafe, Natural Cafe restaurant. So we're very happy to see a new restaurant coming in. The project has a 10-inch height text and measures 5.76 square feet on both elevations, so that meets the sign code and the Old Town guidelines. Just for the record, we did publish a notice that described a sign with a logo, and the applicants come back with this that meets the code. So what you're seeing today meets the code, and I'll let the applicant discuss any details.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm just here to... I used to, sorry. Not a whole lot to say about it. It's a really simple sign, foam letters with acrylic faces. The acrylic is going to be brown, which goes pretty well with the other colors on the building.
Are there any questions from anybody on the board?
Thank you, Chair. I did have one question. Just in one of the visualizations that's provided, this one here, it doesn't look brown. It kind of looks fluorescent, so I don't know if that's a mischaracterization of what it would look like.
Yeah, it's probably from the print. It is a brown.
Is that close to the color?
Yeah, it's much closer to what it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
But there's definitely no fluorescent involved in here.
I had one question.
Yes.
So if you were looking at the sign from the side, you'd see gray?
The sides of the letters are painted gray. That's a pretty standard color.
Is it a dark gray or just a light gray?
It's not very dark. It's just a pretty standard gray.
Would there be any way to make that black?
Yeah, absolutely.
You could do that?
Yeah.
I was interested in your choice of fonts. Was there any background or any idea about this particular font that you chose?
The original design was much more animated, I guess, more whimsical. And unfortunately, that font style, there was no way to make it work within the guidelines of 10-inch letters. We try to look for something else that was somewhat more whimsical, but that we could actually do within 10 inches.
Um, Any comments by the board?
I'll just go and start off by saying, you know, this is simple but very effective, and so I think it's fine.
Dennis?
You may have intimated I'm not crazy about the font, but I think it's fine.
Is that the old sign?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I'm okay with it. I like it.
Yeah, I would just commend you with complying with especially the Old Town regulations.
Ditto here. The only comment with the black was I personally think it would pop a little better if it were black instead of gray.
I would tend to agree with Aaron on that too, because it's just with the brown just on the face, the gray is really neutral, so it's going to kind of vanish. So it's going to feel kind of flat, and so if it's possible to do something like brown on, or like black on the sides,
absolutely.
Just so it kind of recognizes the depth that it's got there. Yeah. Okay.
I think the reason why we normally go with the more neutral site color is because that gives the face an appearance of kind of floating.
I'm sorry. That was the purpose behind that. Yeah.
No, there's people like them painted different colors. Sometimes they match the face. Sometimes they match the building. But the gray is typically what's used. But we could do black. That's not a problem.
I'll leave it as a suggestion.
Okay. So, with that, just as a suggestion, but and not a requirement, do I have a motion?
I have motion to approve the signage as proposed.
Second.
All right, we have motion and a second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Got it. Thank you.
I also want to thank the proponent and the business owner for bringing some life back to this vital element of Old Town. Thank you.
Okay, this takes us to item E2.
Item E2 is the AutoZone signage located at 5799 Hollister Avenue, case number 16182, DRB.
Okay, Mr. Chair, this is also Christina's project, and I'll cover for her. You saw this sign application at your last meeting, and some of the comments that the members brought was to bring the height of the sign area on the north elevation, so it's not higher than the adjacent parapet. So the applicant has done that, to reduce the height of the text between 12 to 15 inches in range, and that the letter sizes on the west side of the building can be slightly higher. The applicant is proposing 24 inches in letter height and feels that that's more proportionate with the building, so and also the surrounding signage. So we'll let the applicant discuss that.
All right.
And then,
is the applicant here? There he is. Sorry. Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, sorry.
And then to submit a new updated visualization, which you have before you.
All right, thank you.
Okay.
Good afternoon, members of the board. My name is Ross MacArthur. This is Mary DeToro.
There you go.
There we go. We represent AutoZone in this matter. We had been at the last meeting, and in light of the sensitive nature of this community, we went back and dramatically reduced the square footage of the signs on both elevations. I know this looks a little unproportional. It's because where the pictures were taken, so one's looking larger than the other. They are both 24-inch high channel letters. The area is 44 square feet, less than 44 square feet. We're allowed 100 square feet per elevation as per the code, but again, taking in mind the area and the desire to have proportions to these signs, we greatly reduced the signs, and we're hoping that this will pass through your judgment.
I have a question. The elevation you're showing here on Hollister Avenue is quite a bit different from the north elevation, which is in our packet.
Yes, there are two different computer programs produce that. One is more of a hologram type program and shows,
the old signs.
Well, it shows the sign in a different location. And it also shows that in a smaller, a smaller configuration than what is in
this. I apologize. This is the correct proportion and design and location.
Okay.
Than this one.
Then can we remove that other
Certainly.
One? Because if that's not the way it's supposed to look, then that's not the one we want to.
That one doesn't look correct.
That one looks.
This one looks more correct for that elevation.
All right.
But the Hollister elevation appears to be.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. And in this, a little bit of focus would be good.
Yeah.
I can focus it.
Okay. There we go. All right. So in this depiction right here, does that accurately show the 24-inch... 24-inch height.
It does, yes, that's correct.
Okay. Do we have any other questions from board members on this? Oh, Member Whalen.
Yes, Mr. MacArthur, it also looks like you've reduced the height of the parapet significantly. In the previous proposals, it was well above the building to the east, and now it looks, and thank you for these photo simulations, they just tell so much. It looks as if you're not changing the parapet height at all. Is that true?
There is a slight increase to the parapet wall, especially on the side street. The side street has no parapet at this time.
Okay, I see. Yeah.
So you've added it all the way around?
Correct. We're repainting the building, resurfacing where need be, and redoing that small roof over top.
I've got a question, not to be overly sticky about it, but now that we're changing the parapet, can that be part of this application at this hearing? Because this is the full board, though, because it was originally, if it was going to be just before the sign committee, I don't think the sign committee could deal with it because it involves construction.
Well, it wasn't noticed for the architectural design. It's only noticed for the signage. So if the board wants to give feedback that it's minor enough that staff can look at it and see if it requires coming back. But right now the notice is for, what's before you is the signage.
I see. Okay. All right.
We're prepared to work with you in any way.
I understand.
As long as you know.
I understand. It's just, I just want to make sure that we, not that I'm a big fan of, I just want to make sure all the I's are dotted and the T's are crossed. That's all. So, there's any more comment, any more questions from the board? Or if not, I'll move to comments.
Okay.
No, start. Oh, I'm sorry. And declarations on this about site visits and ex parte communication.
Site visit, no ex parte.
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 Previous site visit, no ex parte.
Okay. Are there any more questions? Does the board have any more questions for the applicant on this?
I do.
All right.
I just want to clarify, we're talking now 2 foot by 32.5 feet long. What's the size of each sign? There's two different sizes listed in the description here, and I just want to clarify.
32, you have the sign box when you say 32 That's the sign box. The graphics themselves are only 24 inches high by, and I apologize, by 26. So
26, 30,
that's the sign box itself.
Oh, I see.
But the letters themselves are only 24 inches tall.
And each sign is identical.
Identical.
That leads me to another question. On the west elevation, it doesn't appear that there's a sign box per se. It appears...
It's a sign panel. It's a backing panel that the letters get mounted to.
It just appears as though the white stucco wall...
Correct. It's a sign band, signed area where that sign's going to go, centered in.
Okay. So on that elevation, is there a box or is it attached directly to the stucco?
There's going to be a stuccoed area and then framed in with a sign mounted to that.
Okay.
All right. Well, if there's no more questions, can we go to comments? I'll start with Bill.
All right. Thank you. I'll start with comments. I think I probably said this at the last meeting, but I do feel that I have a duty to ensure that projects add rather than detract from the look and feel and the improvement we're trying to create in Old Town and on a project-by-project basis. And I do appreciate the reduction that you've made from the original proposal. For me, the sign box and the letters are still too large, and I understand you look around and you see the O'Reilly sign and you think that there's some need to have something comparable to that. I look a little bit differently and I see what the city of Santa Barbara did at the corner of Hollister and Fairview with Big Brand and Tire Pros, and the signage there is entirely appropriate and effective. I think it's ironic that the city of Santa Barbara would be putting more appropriate signage into our Old Town than the Goleta Design Review Board. So I would like to see a further reduction in the sign box and the letters.
Question, how do you feel about the parapet? It's a relatively minor change in parapet height.
You had the technical capacity to call that out, and Member Whalen as well, which I didn't have, so I didn't notice that.
Yeah.
And it is a change, and it came up as a result of the signage needing to match the top of the parapet wall, and then seeing that the parapet wall has actually changed, which theoretically is a change, albeit minor,
yeah,
in the project description. I don't know how to resolve that.
Well, it is, as I understand from what Mary said, that if the board views the change in parapet height as sufficiently minor, that they'll be able to work with the applicant on this, so we don't have to go back and reapply with a whole new application for, you know, for the construction portion of this.
Yeah, Mr. Chair, actually, you brought up a good point, Member Shaler, is that you did discuss that during the sign review process,
okay,
on the parapet, so I do feel and that was addressing the sign.
I see.
And I just want to say that the parapet, I think, improves the building. I think, you know, we're doing this once again in a two-stage process. We looked at a building and then all of a sudden we're affixing signage to this building rather than looking at it in its totality, but I thought the parapet idea was successful. I don't think the signage is as successful.
All right, thank you. Member Whalen?
Just to reiterate, I do appreciate the reduction in the parapet, and I have no great objections to the sign, although I would defer to the opinion of other board members in this matter as far as character in Old Town is concerned.
I'm of the opinion of previous members that I think our job here is to ensure that things fit within the guidelines that are set out. And so I would like to see a further reduction in the height of the sign. And I'm not sure what the parapet looked like before on the side street. You said you extended it all the way across. Did it used to step down and then step back up?
It does currently right now, yes.
If you look at the
If you look at the sheets that they gave us on sheets 2 of 3 and 3 of 3, the new elevation is kind of ghosted over what's currently there, so you can kind of see a comparison.
Yeah. But in the proposed building, it does step down and then steps back up at the sign?
No, it just runs straight.
It runs continually.
Oh, sorry.
But it didn't before?
It did not.
Did it step down and then step back up?
It was...
Just the sign stuck up.
Yeah, just the sign stuck up.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah, so I'm in agreement with the just keeping with the Old Town standards. Cause I feel like if we say it's okay in one case, then the next person's going to say, well, how come you let them have a bigger sign? So that's my opinion.
Yeah, this might be actually a question for staff. So by my math, the letters themselves fit 65 feet called out in the guideline, but the box is bigger.
No, it's the entire signage.
So, yeah, the sign code's calling for the size of the box, not just the letters themselves.
Right.
So, I'm based on that, I would want to see that 65 square feet met.
Okay.
So
we do. We're at 44 square feet.
Well,
for the size of the sign itself, it's only 44 square feet.
Not counting box.
So what I'm reading here is that the box itself is 36 inches high. So, okay.
It seems to be a little confusion here.
There's lots of different numbers thrown out here, so that's...
Yeah. Because what I'm seeing here, under the project description, it says both signs will be 32 and a half feet long, with a maximum letter height of 36 inches, measuring a total of 97.5 square feet. Now... That's per sign, if I'm not mistaken.
That was our old proposal from the last.
Okay, all right.
We came back and reduced it.
All right, and so
more than half.
Right, so it's reduced now to 21 feet 8 inches.
Correct.
Which is, I'm talking just the length of the text and logo. So it's 21 feet 8 inches by 2 feet. Which would be, like you said, it'd be a little bit, it'd be 42, a bit shy of 44 square feet.
Correct.
Each. Okay. And the Goleta Heritage District guidelines say 65 feet. Is that correct? Am I reading that right? That second paragraph on the staff report?
End of the first sentence in the second paragraph, Mary.
Yeah, that's correct. And then 100 square feet in the ordinance. That's
right. But not consistent with signage recommended in the Goleta Heritage District Architecture and Design Guidelines within 65 square feet.
It looks like this was the original description.
Okay.
So we, yeah.
But if the Goleta guidelines for that district...
is 65.
So this is underneath that.
Now it's 44?
Yes.
Which is underneath 65. Okay.
And the guidelines exclude the box. Just the font.
Right. This the letter size. Yeah. Overall.
Let me just interject. I think that's where the problem is because of the way that your corporation has chosen this look of your logo. It's half of it is not just letters, but is in additional movement, and that creates a box that's extraordinarily long.
It's not our corporate design. It's the design of the building with the roof going up to the parapet wall. A sign would look very unproportional just mounted onto that parapet wall, and you need some sort of backing to mount it to, in our opinion, for the design element of this. It's more the actual structure that's out there right now.
There's no way to reconfigure it so that the box isn't as long?
Well, we could probably raise the parapet wall and mount straight to the parapet wall.
But the box. What's the last second? Here, let me just do the math real quick here. 7, 9, 8, 7, 6, 6, 12, 5, 9, 18, 24. It still comes out to 61. It still comes out, even the box on the north elevation being 28 feet 4 inches across and 4 feet, oh, it's 4 feet 4 inches high. Okay, my mistake. Okay, I see. And that's where it comes up. That's where that 100 square feet comes from. Okay, so where were we again here?
I guess I was on comments.
Yeah.
The idea of raising the parapet a little bit more and not having a box is interesting to me. I think that would be a cleaner design. I wouldn't want to raise it too much, so it might mean a reduction in font height a little bit. But I like that design better. That being said, I don't find the proposal today out of scale with the building. I would support a reduction in size, but I think we're moving in the right direction.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. I'll throw my own two cents worth in here. I don't have a problem with increasing the parapet height either. I think it's a minor point. I think we can do that. I really don't have a problem with the size of the lettering on Hollister Avenue based on the overall size of the building that goes with it. But there are other members who digress and would like to see something a bit smaller, and I can see that. But didn't we also approve that sign for the auto parts store, the other one, Riley's?
Yes.
Okay. And we found that was consistent within the Old Town District?
I don't recall the review. I think that was before my time, but
yeah.
It was approved.
All right. Well...
Chair, could I ask the applicant,
yes.
Because he brought up an interesting concept of increasing the parapet height and affixing your signage to that rather than using a cabinet or a box. That sounds great in comparison. Is that really possible?
It is. Could we paint the background where the sign is? Could that be framed in? Would you have an issue? And I'm not saying that is the final answer to it, but I'm... Might as well ask the question now if we're going down that road as well. We have many applications where it's 24 inches high and it's mounted to the wall and it's a natural color. And we have signs where it's got a frame in of, let's say, white to give it a contrast. You talked about contrast in the channel letter with the previous gentleman. Allowing signs to have contrast, is that an option as well?
When you're talking frame, just to make sure I'm clear, we're not talking about actually constructing a frame. We're just saying the color as a contrasting area.
Yes, within the dynamic of the sign
element. What is the board? What is the board? I kind of like the idea myself, but.
I'd like to hear more discussion from people that are more knowledgeable.
I think that'd be okay, but I think the. The really bright orange of the AutoZone would contrast fine with the beige of the stucco, but I think either way.
I myself would defer to the two architects about adding to the parapet height. It seems to me as a layman as a minor change, and if you corroborate that, I'd support that. And I think, if I'm understanding the math right, that you just did, the sign size of the letters meets the rather strict standard, and then framing it, so to speak, with a background color seems appropriate.
What would the illumination be on something like that?
They'd be internally illuminated. LEDs. Are you familiar with that? Like, you can put it at any tone you want.
Yeah.
As far as strength.
Well, let me see if I'm following along here. It seems to be getting a bit confused. So is the alternate proposal to raise the parapet and mount the north-facing sign directly on the parapet wall, eliminating the sort of kickbacks sitting out on the shed roof?
Yes, the north and west.
Well, the west is already that way, right?
Yeah, that's true.
So
fair
matching
enough.
The two, I think that is the better way to go, allowing for the parapet to magically spring back up again where it was, or perhaps not so high. It was quite high before. And having identical signs on both of the faces would seem to be the logical way to go.
I totally concur with Member Whalen's opinion.
Okay. Are we there?
That sounds like an improvement. I mean, I thought that was also brought up in the context that if we were going to ask it to be a little bit smaller, it needed to be proportional, and you said this was what would be necessary to make it proportional. So I like the concept. If there's any way to apply any more shrinkage to it, it would be appreciated.
One final detail thought. I would only spring up the parapet above the shed roof area, and then as it is in its current configuration, the parapet drops down to this proposed level.
Correct.
Of the game.
Correct.
Okay. So, does anybody want to try and make a motion out of this? If not, I'll give it a try. I'm going to make a motion for let me just make sure I got this straight. Because it says, the original sheet says it's a request for conceptual / design review.
That's correct. So you can give design approval if you feel complete. We bring to you conceptual / design.
Well, I would feel a little more comfortable if, because the way I'd like to try and frame the motion is if we give design review that the project come back and get reviewed by a member of this board to verify the parapet heights.
Well, so the next level would be staff conformance review, which we typically, I think I was going to make a suggestion that we have the chair verify that what comes back, you're going to ask the applicant to redesign that and have you verify.
Okay. So I would make a motion for design approval of this project contingent upon the parapet of the building being raised just enough on the north and west elevations to accommodate the AutoZone signage to be placed, to be made out of the channel letters mounted on the parapet wall with a painted background, and signage, the letters and logos as submitted, I'm going to say. And it's just a motion. So is there a second or discussion, or anybody want to tweak it further?
Is that good?
I would say continuance to conformance review. Can we do that?
So conformance review is typically done by staff when the applicant resubmits plan, and then we usually check with the chair to see if it's conform.
Does conformance always get design review first? Does it have to?
That's just the next step after design approval.
I just think, I don't know.
No, go ahead.
Design review approval seems a little
A little too much right now?
Yeah, I mean, I'm fine with conformance review, but approving
Or continuance, then.
Or just a continuance, because, you know, they could come back with a 4-foot, 5-foot high parapet. I don't know.
Yeah, that would be way too much. No.
And that is the idea of conformance review, that we try to
right.
bring the comments of the board to make sure that they are conforming, and that in this case, because there are some changes, to bring it to the chair. And if the chair feels like it's significant enough, we would bring it back to full board. That's sort of the process.
So based on that comment from Mary, I'll second that motion.
Okay. Any further discussion?
Oh, yeah, I have a question. So it's going to come back to the full board once he reviews it, that it's in conformance.
No.
If the chair feels like the comments that were brought up today is not adequate or is not in conformance with what the board, you know, the majority of the board.
So is there then no reduction in the size of the sign?
Well, unless we want to talk about it further, Bill definitely has a point for what he's asking for.
I'm also in agreement with Bill.
Okay.
It's pretty clear that it says it can only be in excess of 10 inches. I know you guys approved someone else, I guess, but the O'Reilly sign isn't lit. Is that correct?
That I don't remember.
It's just illuminated.
Don't.
It is illuminated.
Because by putting the sign on the north elevation onto that parapet instead of having its own box, that box is the thing that goes over the 65 square feet. That box tips it up to the 100 square feet that it mentions in the on the first page here. But the lettering itself.
Letter height shall be limited to a maximum height of 10 inches, except where it can be found said that letter height is inconsistent with building side architecture setback. For developments that are subject to an overall site plan or a setback more than 50 feet from the wideway, the BAR may approve a letter height in excess of 10 inches.
May I see that? Sorry. I know. Okay, let me.
I just want to point out to the board, I'm sure you know, that the sign regulation, sign code is set in stone, whereas the guidelines, the Old Town guidelines, are recommended.
Oh, okay.
Yep. And I think in this case, it's there is a section there talking about compatibility to the building size, so that's something that the board can find that's consistent or compatible.
Because according to the guidelines, it's that lettering / logo is within the 65 square feet. If we were to take that and reduce it so that it was 10 inches high, it would reduce it in size so much that it might not even have it.
My opinion is that the applicant is reducing it 20 square feet below the 65, and in trade-off we're allowing a little bit more height.
Mm-hmm.
My opinion is that's an adequate trade-off.
Yeah. Okay. So.
Before we take a vote on this, I personally think this is a really conspicuous spot in Old Town, and that we really need to make sure that we've done this correctly. And I think it's putting a little bit too much on the chair to decide at this point that it's good to go. And mm-hmm. I recognize for the applicant, they would prefer that. That's part of the idea of the streamlined DRB process. But I think if we could get the best possible visualization based on what we think we're looking at now, and have a chance to look at it one more time and have real consensus here. Because right now, I'm not sure, and I think the lettering may still be
all right. too big. I would like to withdraw my motion then and try and frame a new one. I would move for continuance with the applicant to restudy the elevation by raising the parapet a bit to accommodate the AutoZone sign on the north elevation, and for the purposes of this, I would still ask to keep the graphic portion of the size that it is now.
Mr. Chair, with that, can I ask if the applicant is necessary to be present because he is coming long distance, and whether we could bring the plan to you at your next meeting?
I don't have a problem with that, but that's... Okay. Yeah, we can do that.
And knowing that the applicant makes that choice, it's a risk if he's not here to work out.
I would probably show up. Thank you.
But it seems pretty clear that majority of the board would like that if it was, we're doing the parapet thing we're
discussing. We want to work with you folks to make this work.
Yeah. Okay, so does this...
It's fine. Continue to date?
Yes.
February 28th.
Is February 28th good for work for you?
Yes.
Okay, then that's what we'll do. Okay, do we have a second?
I'll second the chair's motion for the item to be continued as directed.
Okay. Any other discussion? If not, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carried.
Terrific. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Chair, I'm going to be stepping down the next item. I worked on the landscape.
All right. So that takes us to item E3.
That was the old one, Mary.
Yeah, okay. Sorry, everyone mixed up.
Item E3 is the Hilton Garden Inn Hotel overall sign plan, located at 6878 Hollister Avenue, case number 16177 DRB.
Okay, Mr. Chair, members, this project also came before you at your last meeting. It's an overall sign plan for the Hilton Garden Inn Hotel. The project proposes three tenant wall signs, two monument signs, and one directional sign. And at your last meeting, your comments were, one is to remove the sign, monument sign C1. Oh, let me put this here. Yeah. That's at the corner of Stork and Hollister. And
C2.
I just want to comment on that there was an approval for the project with the landscaping that showed two planters that were planned for monument signs. And I have the landscape plans here that were approved at some point. When we're discussing that, I can put that out. The other was to sign A can stay, but the Hilton Garden Inn be changed to one line, which the applicant has done. Temporary signs in the overall sign plan text was to prohibit temporary signs, automated signs, and sandwich signs, and that text has been changed. And then the one-time temporary grand opening banner sign acceptable for 60 days, and that would no larger than the wall sign. That was a comment, and that language has been reflected in the text. And then also to move this directional sign D to the north side of the driveway, and that's been done. So I think the outstanding item is the monument sign, and let the applicant discuss that.
Okay. Good afternoon. I'm Pete Cruz, project manager for the owner.
Can you turn the mic on, Pete?
I'm sorry.
Turn the mic on. Just push the button on the bottom.
Okay,
there you go.
There we go. All right. After our last meeting, we reevaluated, take a look at our sign program, and with your help, also had a great suggestion. Reevaluated, move the signs around a little bit from the exterior, and took a look at our wayfinding on what we really needed to do. So, in context, I'm going to just jump to the monument signs. We believe the monument signs are a very important part of the overall look and feel of this landmark building that the city of Goleta is going to have right on its doorstep. The monument signs, we looked at, obviously, through the DRB and previously through City Council and Planning, and actually put in those monument walls, and also as a response to the request from members during those meetings. It is consistent to what's going up and down Hollister Avenue right now. If you take a look at Cabrillo Business Park, if you go down to West Star Development and so forth. There are monument signs that go all the way down along there. Being it borders the two streets, obviously historic, and also with Cortona, we think it's very important, actually, from a wayfinding standpoint, as well as a, I think that they also provide an overall sophistication, elegance, and a good overall look to the building. It matches the vernacular of the building as well. So I, and as far as having two signs, actually, just you go one block down the street, and there are a number of properties that have two signs also. So the landscaping is already all set, irrigation, et cetera, for the implementation of these monument walls as well. So we feel it's a very strong element as part of the overall sign program and identity of the project.
Yeah, we need, we still need declarations for this?
Each time.
Okay.
Well. Site visit, no ex parte.
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 And same.
Okay. Questions from the board?
Do you have any visual representations of the monument sign that was going to be, that we recommended? C2. Where it's actually, you can see it on the corner as you drive down. Any, to me, this is just the blueprints and then the specifications of what the sign looks like, but not the two of them put together, so that if I were to be driving down Hollister one direction or the other, I'd have an idea of the effectiveness of the monument sign that we've asked for.
These are some quick sketches that I have, that we have, and then you also have a little bit of simulation there of what you see when you look at the hotel. And again, kind of a rendered of the hotel space as well, but part of what... Yep, good.
And that's the...
That would be the Hollister.
The sketch of the, right, is the
Hollister,
one, okay.
Corner,
that wasn't,
yes,
the one that we had wanted. And so do you have a sketch of what the other one that we would have wanted would look,
yes,
like?
Yes, it's very similar.
Because I recall maybe there was some discussion of it being two-sided or something, so it was effective in more than one direction.
Well, the issue with that is that on the two-sided and coming back and sticking it out, it ruins the integrity of what we already approved for a DRB and the City Council on the monument walls and so forth, and as well as having to go back and change all the landscaping within both of those areas as well that was previously approved. It also kind of prevents visual blockage almost to what's going on with the bus station that sits out in front of our property as well. We think it actually downgrades the property, having a double-sided monument sign like that. And not only that, but actually to provide it overall with a size, you would have to go to an illuminated sign in that location to make the whole fully illuminated to get the actual square footage that you needed to provide a sign.
I had a question. Looking at the landscape plan provided, and also at, on this the overall sheet A0.1, the monument sign on this side, this is curved outward across here, correct?
That's correct.
And that kind of matches what I'm seeing right there. And then this is over in the other corner.
No, that one's the Hollister one. They both,
this one, yeah, is this one.
Oh, yeah. My, yeah, mistake.
This, so if this you go up here, is a vignette of, yeah, this view right,
which is
here,
that corner.
No.
This one is this corner right
this
here.
Is Hollister.
This one is this one, is this one. The other corner is this one, is this one.
Got it. Okay, thank you. Okay. So I was just getting an idea of what was going on, because this kind of looked like it was concave.
It does look like,
whereas this is convex, and I didn't know if we guys are still proposing keeping it curving outward, or does it curve, or...
It still stays in the same profile as,
right,
it's in the original approvals.
And then the one that's going on this corner over here would be the same sort of thing curving,
yes,
outward like this.
Yes, correct.
Okay, Thank you. Do we have any comments from the board? I'll start with down at your end.
Well, because it was called for in the landscape plan, I hesitate to accept as a reason. We've seen it happen before that, well, we'll discuss signage later when we're looking at landscaping. That phrase has been put out. And then to be tempted to then use that as an argument to approve what we agreed we wouldn't talk about then makes me a bit reticent. And to put it politely, some of the other projects you may have mentioned took a very creative understanding of what we put forth. And they're not, I wouldn't say they're a citable precedent for that. So I hesitate to find any way to approve two monument signs when the regs don't otherwise allow for it. You know, those regs were not decided quickly and, you know, flippantly, but after a lot of local participation, and we're here to guard that, to meet the intent of the people. So that one's going to be pretty hard to swallow.
Mr. Chair, can I address that
yes.
comment?
Yes.
The reason why this project is going through an overall sign plan is because it doesn't meet the sign regulations for the one monument sign. And so that's, and it's a large site. Typically, overall sign plans are for different businesses, but because it is a prominent location and large site, then the overall sign plan was suggested as the process. The other item is that on the landscape plan, there is a notation, not that, you know, you are looking at signage, but there is a notation for monument sign pointed to those planters or the, so just wanted to give that information.
Thank and can you. You clarify what date on or about that the city council gave what approvals they gave?
December 2014.
And this these plans that came for final review and approval to the DRB was August 26, 2014.
Karis?
My comments are, I think, in my opinion, that it looks great. I like the visualizations, and I think it's keeping in character with the area and the site. So I would be okay with it the way that it is.
I think Mr. Cruz makes a very good argument in terms of having two monument signs as being a variance from the code. I do think that having this identity at Hollister and Stork is important, even though I would allow that the driveway access entry is the more important. So I'm inclined to agree with the proposal of two monument signs. Mm-hmm.
Bill?
Thank you, Chair. I would agree with Member Swaney regarding I don't see any citable presence for this. I still concur with the original comments that this board made when we heard this the last time to remove monument sign C1 in exchange for monument sign C2. I haven't been presented with any new information here that makes me supersede what we originally discussed and talked about. I think a monument wall there would be totally appropriate with attractive landscaping on the Stork Hollister corner. Probably doesn't change much of the landscaping plan at all and would be easily achievable and would still work very nicely.
Easy job.
Yeah. Well, we did discuss this as some in some depth at the last meeting before the full board as well. And at that point, we were looking at this with the view of just having the one monument sign. And I know there are some folks that would like, it's evenly split both ways. It looks like I'm going to be the tiebreaker on this. But I would have to go, I think in this case with Member Sweeney and Member Shelor on this, that I think we had a good reason for asking for the one monument sign the last time. I do appreciate that you guys, you know, you addressed all the other items that we had asked for, that you had addressed those with the signage on this. But the big sticker, I think, is this monument sign, and I'm afraid I've got to kind of go with Member Sweeney and Bill and with Bill Shior on this one. That being said, I would like to make a motion for continuance. I think
there are some other signs involved in the proposal that are different too.
Okay.
If I understand it correctly, I would appreciate time going in
those. All right. I was under the impression.
Should I just go ahead?
Yes.
It appears, Mr. Cruz, that signs have disappeared from the west elevation and have moved to the north.
That's correct.
And I think that's a good move. I do have a suggestion, though, that on the north, when I visited the site today, as it's proposed, let's find the sheet here, sheet 6 of 7, the palm trees are not accurately portrayed. And I think you'd be better served if the sign moved up to the mechanical screen, because it will be obscured by not only the palm trees in front of it, but another tree that's going to even get bigger. I think this is the better place to put the sign rather than the west, so I applaud that. I do think it should move up to the mechanical screen. And then I see changes have been made on the south. You've put the logo on the porte-cochere rather than on the building, which the porte-cochere would have completely obscured the sign. So I think that's the right move, and that's inoffensive. The other Hilton Garden sign up on the would be the west end of the south elevation. That isn't getting too confused. I think it's a little too big for that area. It almost fills up the site, and I would like to see it narrower, perhaps moving in with the width within the width of the two windows, and there are some plaster reveals on the building so that it looked more appropriately sized to the area rather than just as big as it could possibly be. Right now it's 26 feet wide. This would be narrowing it down, and that would and on that same, I would like to see both the signs, both the one on the north and the one on the south that are Hilton Garden and Inn, being the same size as we agreed to in the last meeting. And I'd appreciate your reaction to that, too. Thank you.
Do you want to go all the way down first before I reply, or?
The sign that's been moved from the west side to the north side, I would disagree with that completely. I don't know what the elevation of that sign is, but I'm struggling to see how many signs are elevated to that extent facing down to the freeway. I can understand the commercial reason for wanting to do this, but that's more appropriate for a highway commercial use somewhere other than in Goleta, where we're really trying to protect the visual corridor there. So I think sign A needs to move back to where it originally was on the west side, and there should be no signage whatsoever facing the freeway.
Do you have anything to say on, Aaron, I'm sorry, do you have anything to...
Do you want to bear him out?
Yeah.
Yeah, for sign that's labeled as A, I don't have a strong feeling, honestly, whether it's on the west or the north mm-hmm. elevation. I do probably concur with Member Whalen's comments, maybe about limiting, was it B, within the size of the windows. But I could support either west or north for A.
Okay. I don't have a problem myself with sign A being moved up like Member Whalen was saying, whether there or on the west, although I would prefer it back to where it was on the west elevation. I'm not really wild about trying to reduce the size of the sign at B, because we're already losing, or not, the, well, the applicant no longer has the signage on the corner. So I'm almost feeling like by reducing it here and not having it here, it's almost like we're not giving a name to this building, so to speak. I mean, what are the people have to look over? They have to look over here. This would be kind of in the distance, I think. I don't have a problem with the sign. I mean, if we're not going to do the monument sign on the corner, I don't have a problem with sign B being where it is.
The size.
The size that it is has shown there. But we need to find a consensus somewhere in order to make a motion or to a continuance.
Can I suggest that you make a motion and see if it passes?
Yeah, I understand. So I'm going to start. I'm going to make a motion.
Can I make a comment before you make that?
Yes.
Okay. So. In reevaluating this signage, obviously, this is going to be a huge generator for the city of Goleta. And at the same time, this is not a prototypical Hilton Garden Inn. Guests coming to find a Hilton Garden Inn, they're not going to see this hotel. This building could be something else other than a hotel. It doesn't. And so when guests are coming in off the freeway and so forth, they are looking for recognition. They are looking for orientation. Yes, on their map phones, it'll say there's a hotel up at the corner. It doesn't mean if it's going to turn left or right. It's easily get confused. The signage, as you drive down south and you're going to UCSB, you're going to want to see some recognition. I think it's very important from that perspective. And then from the other side of the, when you're coming back up Hollister, yes, you'll see it. But if you can see these pictures that were also doing the simulative of Ron Stevens, who did this, of the massing and so forth, you see how the trees, and you've talked about the palm trees, but the number of trees and everything else that we are planting on this whole property and so forth will start to basically cover that building. So I re-stress the idea, actually, Council Member, when you say that there's no new information, actually, I don't think I brought this information that showed how the monument signs were shown and the landscape was shown. And they also do show monument signs as part of that overall plan. And we didn't discuss that at the last meeting. I think it's a very important part and issue in the discussion of the overall sign package.
I noticed that we definitely required you guys to put big trees in there, right? That would shade the parking lot and would create this garden-y look for the whole place. And I like that Rincon Palms, where you don't actually see a big, giant building. You're mostly seeing the landscaping. So that's why I was okay with the two monument signs, because I think it will eventually obscure the building signs.
Would someone else like to try for a motion here?
I'd like to make a motion, and we'll see what happens. I'm going to go ahead, even with the new information that's been provided of how it was originally designed versus what we've learned since then about the number of monument signs that are appropriate there. I am going to make a motion to remove monument sign in exchange for monument sign C2. And your comments about needing to find the location of it, I think, are well taken. And that's why I think you really do want to move the elevated sign from the side of the freeway to the west side, because people then coming down the overpass will clearly see the Hilton Garden in there and won't need a monument sign to see that it clearly exists on that corner. So taking away the sign on the west side, I think, really is contrary to what you're trying to achieve. And then just the other things that we've mentioned here on number 2, 3, 4, and 5, I think those, the intent of those have been met. So if I've missed something, that would at least be something to get us started.
Thank you. Do we have a second?
Can you restate the motion again, please?
Yes, please.
Okay. It would be basically going back to our comments on January 24th to remove monument sign C1 in exchange for monument sign C2, and to relocate the elevated sign that's on the north side to the west side.
Okay, do we have a second?
Do I have an option on that?
Okay.
Because I would disagree. I wouldn't accept that motion. I would I'd rather have a continuance.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I can understand that, because then moving sign A from the north to the west, that puts it directly next to sign B. So you would have two signs,
right,
identical signs on the corner of the building. Yeah.
That's correct. So as you're coming down south off the freeway.
I don't think that's what the proponent wants.
Right.
Okay.
Is sign B facing south or facing west?
South.
Sign B faces south.
Okay. So a sign on the west side would be duplicative to a sign facing south?
Well, they'd be on both right there on both corners.
Right.
So the idea is, if you're sitting at the intersection and so forth there, you can see the sign on the south-facing area until the trees grow. But then at the same time, as you're coming down south off the freeway, you will see that's in the Hilton Garden Inn. You will see the sign as you pass and you come down, and you will know, okay, I need to turn left coming down this freeway.
Right.
But there, when you're coming down, you won't look, you're not going to look to your side as much west. And as you're driving down, you're going to be looking toward the street signs and so forth.
Okay, well, I guess I would disagree with that. As you're coming down the overpass, it's going to be very prominent because the hotel is placed right next to Stork Road, and that a sign on the west side would be very, very visible and alert drivers that they need to get into left turn pockets.
We find that the best sign for the front of the building is in the location we show on sign location B. We feel like if you put the sign over on percentage of people that are coming from that direction, it's a duplication having it on the west side. That's why we're looking for it on the north side.
We'll try something else.
Well, I'd like to try. I'll make a motion for removing monument sign C1 and maintaining the proposed signage on the north side as proposed with at sign A, with the added proviso that if the applicant wants to, that they can raise it up higher so it's up on the mechanical screen, and maintaining the signage as proposed on location B. And the other changes at with the entrance, the logo at the Porte Cochere at F, and the monument sign to be at location C1.
Earlier you said C2.
Yes, he did.
Well,
which one is it?
Well,
which one do you want?
The one being removed is C2.
Okay.
The one being maintained is C1. over at the corner of Cortona and Hollister Avenue.
Is leaving the one at C2 an option then? Instead, I'll take the one off of C1.
You didn't make that motion.
No.
Can I try?
Yeah.
Chair, so I'll motion.
I'll withdraw mine.
To remove sign C1, maintain A, B, E, F, D, and C2 as proposed.
I'll second.
Okay. Any further discussion on that one? If not, all in, may we proceed to the vote unless we have any. When I say for discussion, that also includes you.
Okay.
Okay. If not, let's put it to a vote. So all in favor of the motion, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
No.
Okay. That's 3-2. And motion carries. Thank you.
Can I have one point of clarification?
Yes, please.
So although we said we're not putting a monument sign in C1, the wall will still go in as part of the landscape?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. So that brings us to item F. Thank you.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi. You guys have the plans, right?
Okay. Linda, can I have you read item F, please?
Yes. Item F1 is the Sharky's Grill Trellis, located at 7060 Hollister Avenue, case number 17008 DRB.
Thank you. And can I have declarations at this time?
Site visit, no ex parte.
Site visit, no ex parte.
Familiarity with the site, no ex parte.
Site visit, no ex parte.
And site visit, no ex parte. Okay, Mr. Pearson.
Good afternoon. Today we have a request for design review for a new 340 square foot wood trellis, which would be located within the Hollister Village Shopping Center development. The outdoor trellis will be for a new outdoor dining area, which will be enclosed with a metal railing and trellis to be built with wood. Stained. There will also be a removal of a small landscaped area, which is alongside the building. And that's pretty much all, unless you guys have any questions for me, and I'll hand it over to the applicant.
All right, thank you. Please, go ahead.
Hi, my name is Don Sherry. I'm the architect. Is that enough? No. Hi, I'm Don Sherry. I'm the architect. And I'm gonna flip back to the site plan so that you can see exactly where this is. Does everybody know where the specific lease
yes.
space is
yes.
for this? Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, because you guys went to the site visit. So it's this existing outdoor area along here. Oh, I'm sorry, over here. And so what we're proposing is a outdoor dining area that is just separated from the rest of the patio by a railing and a trellis. Yeah, here, let me look here. So that you're looking right at the area here at this elevation of the existing area. So this is the area where the new trellis is going. It's picking up the same grid as the building, which we thought was appropriate, but keeping the existing kind of radial design underneath, so there's kind of an overlap of structure to hardscape. And then the design of the trellis itself is particular to the Sharky's Wood Fire Grill. They have a very specific aesthetic that that we brought a photo of, a similar one, that was put in a different location. And ours will be exactly the same. and the wrought iron railing that goes around, or the iron railing with the cable, is the same Sharkey's railing of the other locations as well. It's kind of a contemporary Mediterranean look, but we think it goes well with the existing building. This is the detail of the column to beam with the hidden plate detail on the inside and the countersunk through bolts. And this is the trellis joist detail, and this is the wrought, or the iron railing detail with the cable rail. And and we also are, just to bring in the wood theme, the Sharkey's wants to replace an existing French door with same opening, same rough opening, but in wood, to pick up on the wood, Sharkey's wood fire, kind of just make the front door a little more warm. And that's the extent of the proposal.
Thank you. Comments and or questions?
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
We do have a speaker.
I'm sorry,
on
you're
this
very
item.
Right. I should I look before I leave. We do have a member slip, a speaker with a slip. Connor Best. Right there, it's fine.
Connor. You have that turned on?
Do you want to just come here? Is that okay?
All right. Okay. Or you can come right here. Yeah, that's fine.
All right.
Good afternoon, Chair and members of the board. My name is Connor Best with Westar Associates. I represent the ownership of Hollister Village at 7000 Hollister Avenue. Good to see you all again. Oh. We support this trellis and patio design. This area was always intended to have a private patio, but we left it up to the tenants and applicants, you know, once they signed a lease, that it could kind of fulfill their vision of their business plan and everything like that. So we think that the colors, materials, and everything really fit the character and design of the village product that we developed in the entire project. So we're very excited for them to be a successful business, a successful tenant, and a very important portion of our Hollister Village Plaza. So thank you very much.
Thank you. I think we just do comments and questions at the same time here.
Actually, could I ask him a question before you sit down, yes, sir? Sorry. Pardon me. Would there be any room on there, I don't know where the imaginary property lines are, but for landscaping to be outside of this private area now?
I think that the staff report shows that we have, you know, more than adequate landscaping throughout the project. So I know that there is some removal of landscaping here, but it's just for, you know, kind of ADA access against the wall and for the table seating and stuff like that. So I don't know where we would find that. And, you know, we kind of designed the landscaping hardscape as we liked, you know,
just
without
on the
knowing
outside
what
of the trellis, would that be?
So there's a stage component here.
Yeah, the stage. So it's
so there's an ADA ramp there. So we're kind of pinched there. So if we placed any planter boxes there, we'd have some issues. We already have tree grates and things like that. So,
yeah. Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, well, I'd like to open this up for questions and or comments from the board. Member Whalen?
I'll jump right in, tearing off of Member Clinton's comment. Could you talk a little bit more about the landscaping that's going to be removed, if I have that correct? Just be a little more specific, because it doesn't seem to be on what the drawings that we were given.
Yeah,
thank you.
It's right here. This little area right here is the...
That's all a planting bed.
This is this planter right here with these small succulents.
So this is all an existing planting bed, and that's to be removed. And then I think related to Member Clinton's is some sort of replacement landscaping that might be appropriate for the area.
Right. And we felt, as Connor mentioned, that the rest of the... I don't know if there's a better picture of the... Here, let me see. So there are trees that are, so there's a little bit of the landscaping on the On the end, past the trellis is remaining. The trees are remaining. The tree wells are remaining.
That would be this tree.
Mm-hmm. So this tree right here is remaining. So it's going to provide shade.
Yes.
And there's, you know, the whole rotunda kind of stage area itself has landscaping around it. Where's a better picture of that? Oh. I was looking more for this area. You know, I think that where this came from is, even though there is a landscaping strip there, the plants that were proposed are isolated succulents. So it's a very sparse desert design, and it's not going to get really big. It's not meant to get very big. So we didn't feel that we felt that the addition of the patio is going to provide a lot more life to the area than a few succulents in the decomposed granite that we're removing is really what we felt. We want to, you know, the essential to the vibrancy of the center is outdoor dining and people, and this little stage area was created so that people would hang out there and be a part of the community. And we think that our trellis and our patio is providing a very good addition to that at the expense of, yes, a few succulents interspersed on that patio, but we felt that it was a benefit. The benefits outweighed the negative aspects of it.
I got a question. Looking at the site plan, just to get a better view, actually, no, what I really do is I got a question, but I think the question I would want to ask you might be more directed towards Mr. Best, if I could ask you here.
Please, or have a seat. Yeah.
Is there anything you could add to this regarding the existing landscape area that's currently right in through here? You were talking about earlier how that was kind of there. Did I understand correctly? Is there kind of like a placeholder, or was that part of the overall landscaping when Hollister Village?
That was part of the overall landscaping of Hollister Village, but the overall landscaping of the retail portion, we provided much more landscaping than what was required.
Okay.
We anticipated that as tenants move in, hardscape, softscape will shape and shift so that we have a little room to play, and that's basically what's happening
here.
All right.
Thank you. That's
You're welcome.
The question I had. I got a question for the architect, though. In lieu of, because we are removing the landscaping that is there, such as it is, and we are looking at this kind of a public patio out here with the trees with the tree gates, fountain, and I believe this area is a planter in here, and mm-hmm. this area is a planter over in here. I'm not sure whether that's a bench or a planter. I assume it's like a bench almost. That top photograph, could I see that?
It's a platform with a dry stack stone and an urn with
What are the mm-hmm. chances, because I can see that space is kind of limited in the seating area. What are the chances of having something growing up onto the trellis and over it, like as if it was like a planter pocket just outside there with something that could grow up?
You know, I personally, as you know, as an architect, I mean, they designed this, and we're just implementing it because we've been asked to, and it's their corporate identity. But the whole concept of Sharkies, I don't know if any of you know it. It's a very clean, simple, classic, non-cluttered, kind of a look. And what I'm afraid of, and I know the reason that they didn't, that they don't incorporate a covered trellis landscaping in their trellises, is because they want to, I can't really speak for them, but I kind of can, and I know they want this really clean look. And any kind of a vine that we grow is going to eventually just take over that whole trellis. And while I think that that's probably what you are looking for, it's not what they want. Their whole concept of their food and the whole dining experience is very clean.
I understand, but this is almost entirely a paved area out here, and it's going to be picking up the sun almost all day, from early morning to, especially in the summertime, till very, very, very late in the afternoon. And I think that's good. That could somewhat diminish the dining experience for people over here who probably are not going to want the reflected heat that's going to be radiating off of this. And I think that's kind of like why we are looking at asking about things like landscaping for something in that area.
Can I comment?
Oh, sure.
The reason, if you notice, the trellis joists are vertical, so that they provide more of a filtration from the sun. But in addition to that, the orientation of the patio is such that it's going to get sun in the morning, and then as the sun travels from east to west, this whole side of the building is going to be shaded, so that patio is going to be really cold.
I would disagree to a certain extent. It's true, once we get to the late afternoon, shade is going to be occurring here. But this is basically a heat reservoir. Is this going to be picking it up all day?
I don't think so.
Okay. Well, anyways, that's just my own comment.
If I can offer something in here, I have direct experience with these installations at the university. And the last thing that you really want in front of your doors at a dining facility is plant material. We, as much as I would like to see it as an somebody who appreciates landscape and architecture, it really isn't the easiest thing nor the healthiest thing to take care of. I think the architect has made a good case for making a deep trellis, which will provide a lot of shade. But as a mitigation, I might offer and solicit your thoughts on anting, and this is for Mr. Is it Drew again? Adding some large pots that have planting material in them to reduce the amount of heat gain in that area and to add some landscape area. So my proposal is adding large planters in the area with some additional plant material to reduce the heat gain and replace the lost landscaping.
Maybe you could look at just doing maybe two of them in the center too, because it's tight on this side as people are walking, and here then that leaves your door open for...
Perfect. I have an idea. Okay. See these two that were going away because we're putting the patio in front of them? We just relocate those on... We'd just relocate those on the outside of the trellis, and it would soften the trellis and provide some green, but it would be picking up with what's there.
That's a good gesture.
Yeah. Can we do that? Yeah.
Other comments, questions from the board?
My only question was, the photos, basically your color board, the photos I'm seeing, is that?
Yeah, it's just a natural stained wood. This here, unless you want me to do a different one, but that's why we brought that, because we thought it was a perfect example of, I mean, it's a photo of it, it's actually having been built for you to see it.
And lighting cut sheets, do you have that?
Is there any lighting proposed out here?
Yeah.
Where is it?
It's on this post right there.
These? Oh, yeah. Did they show on the plan?
Yeah.
Well, right here. Oh, here they are. So
here, here, and here. These are the post lights, just a contemporary light. We can provide staff with a cut sheet of that as
well. Can we see that? I'd like to get a closer look.
Sherry, could you pass those pads?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Membership. Yeah, it is. Do you have any do you have any information on the lighting? I mean, how where is the light thrown? Is it up all around, down lighting? I it's not really clear from the photograph what the fixture actually does.
Yeah, there's some actually lighting over here.
This is lighting in between. They're talking about these because these you can't see.
I thought we were looking at these things.
He's asking which direction the light is thrown.
Well, what does it look like?
Is it an uplight? Is it to uplight the patio?
Is the light part of the fence?
Yeah.
Because typically we need to see, whenever we have something like this, we typically want to see a cut sheet of what the lighting fixture actually looks like.
We can provide that for you.
Okay, yeah, because it needs to be, among other things, it needs to be dark sky compliant.
Okay. Can I ask one more question?
Yes, by all means.
I noticed on your sheets there that the door is that solid, is that the solid door? Mm-hmm. You guys are going to keep that exact same? It's a French door with glazing in it. This mm-hmm. the door to the patio.
Oh,
will you guys be having the door that's in that picture? And
this door?
This one?
This one?
That's
the only
that's
door
the entrance.
The proposal, isn't it?
No, that's not our site.
That's not part of the proposal.
No.
Okay.
Mm-mm.
I just wanted to check because you said it's going to be exactly like that. Wondering.
If we were doing one,
we're just
going to
continue this all the way around, right?
Yes. Yeah,
it'll be totally enclosed, or we'll be able.
We're not
to
doing
enter.
That. Our gate is looks like
yeah.
what?
Yes, maybe. Yeah.
What is our gate? Is that our gate?
Mm-hmm.
And is that our gate?
Is that your gate?
Is what she's asking. Yeah. I didn't think so.
Okay. Do you have a picture of your gate? It looks here like it's just made out of the same wire. Is it a wire?
There should
gate?
Be an elevation. I can't see it upside down. Where's the elevation? Oh, right there. It's that. It's the same design as the cable railing and the powder-coated black metal. Yeah, I don't like that.
A final comment. I think the trellis and fence is a handsome addition to the building and adds to the existing character in every way.
I have to concur on that as well. I wanted to say it earlier, but it got kind of lost talking about landscaping. I do like the design. I think it, as you say, it fits with the Sharkey's corporate with the image that they're looking for. But I think it also fits with the site. That being said, one question I do have. We came to a consensus about plants. But I wasn't exactly clear what that consensus was. It had to do with these two posts there.
If I may, and if I understood it, there were two existing shrubs here.
Yes.
And we were going to relocate those
there.
In here.
Yeah.
That was my understanding is where we were right now.
That sounds like
correct for the applicant?
They're not shrubs, they're the large existing contemporary planters, pots.
Right.
They were just going to relocate those.
And
right.
We moved over there.
Okay. And they were like somewhere in here, mm-hmm. and they were going to
go
over
like
to
here,
there.
Right. Here.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is that okay?
By all means.
Thank you. Just want to make sure we're fine with moving the planters, but all of our landscaping is fed with reclaimed water. So if there is an issue with the health department having this near a dining area, I would hope that the board would have some flexibility to allow them to remove them and not have that.
Okay.
But it's up to the health
it
department.
It shouldn't be.
Okay.
Shouldn't
okay.
Be.
Okay.
My experience.
I'm going to make
the problem is with overspray onto your materials.
Yeah, they're all drip, so it should be okay.
Okay.
Could I follow up with that?
Yeah.
Because one recommendation was to maybe install some specimen potted plants. That wouldn't be possible because they couldn't be fed by the recycled water system, or is that actually possible? There's a lot of hardscape out on the patio, and just anything to soften it with some large specimen potted plants, but can they be watered with the recycled water system?
These potted plants are in place with reclaimed water somehow. I don't remember the exact detail, and I think there is drainage under there as well, so that would be part of the applicant's job to kind of move those sources. I would stay away from hanging plants, but if it was potted plants, I think we would possibly be able to do it. With
my understanding is that's the existing condition, Bill, and then they're just going to relocate them.
And the relocation would be successful, and I was also then recommending perhaps a few more specimen potted plants that will be placed in appropriate locations where they're not affecting people's movement, but still reducing some of the abundance of hardscape that is out there.
If the applicant's fine with that, we're fine with that.
Well, it was my understanding that we were starting with that when we got down to just relocating the two pots.
That's what we would prefer.
Yeah.
Right.
Just, again, in an effort to keep everything very simple and not cluttered, and looking back at the photo of the trellis and not wanting to put a pot in front of every single post so that you can't see the trellis is what we wanted.
Okay. Would anybody like to make a motion on
Member Whalen brought up a good point, is that perhaps vines aren't the best right there in that location.
Yeah.
So I retract my earlier statement about vines. Shrub it up. That's all.
And Chair, just one other thing when we brought up the post lighting that's on here, and I can't tell for sure from the visual depiction, but it looks like it might not be dark sky compliant.
I'm gonna confirm that it is, and either I can come back to you guys, or we can give it to you on to bring down your next meeting, whatever you guys want.
Well, the thing is, we're going to need is we'll need a cut sheet, describing and showing those post lights, and also something. There's these other ones that are called out: Primus lighting, string lighted patio. Not sure exactly what that looks like, and we would need to see that.
We'll give you cut sheets of all the lighting.
All right.
The two lights.
I'll try to make a motion here to approve the proposal as presented, with the proviso that the two existing potted plants be relocated in front of the proposed columns, and that we receive detailed cut information sheets on the lighting fixtures.
I will second that. Any discussion?
Mr. Chair, just to be for clarification, do you want to have them come back to you with the light specifications?
We would like to see it, yes.
Then you should continue. You can make the motion that you approve as is, but
What we were going to do something on a previous applicant, where something was going to be checked with staff and then brought back and looked at.
That's fine. If the motion can reflect that, if the board agrees to that, to do staff conformancy review, and we would refer. We'll provide the cut sheets to the chair.
So how do I amend that, Mary?
You can just add that part to what I just said.
That part of what she said.
Good enough.
Done. Okay, and I second it again. So, I'll call for.
Do you have enough understanding of that?
We do.
Okay.
Thank
you. So I will call for a vote then. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed. Motion carries.
Designer Thanks, guys. Food.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Happy Valentine's Day. I know. I think.
Okay, we are at design review item conceptual review G1, 310 South Fairview Avenue, APN 071-111-033, Chicken in a Barrel, new restaurant project. DRB case number 17006.
I'll start.
Okay, Daryl, thank you. Oh, yes, well, we started. Let's have the, thank you. Let's have declarations.
Site visit, and while making my site visit, I spoke with the contractor on the site, Jack Young.
And site visit, no ex parte.
And site visit, no ex parte.
Site visit, no ex parte.
Site visit, no ex parte.
Site visit, no discussions.
Okay. Daryl?
Thank you, Chair, members of the DRB. Just to reiterate, this is Chicken in a Barrel, and this is at 310 South Fairview. So today we're here for a conceptual review, and the property currently exists of an 819 square foot building on a 7,840 square foot lot in the C3 zone district. This property is also in the Old Town Design Heritage District. The applicant's proposing the conversion of the existing building and partial demolition of that building from an existing family residence to a new commercial, new restaurant. The associated improvements include new storefront and facade changes, new landscaping, new accessory structures, and new striping of the parking lot. So the project is subject to, you know, the standard DRB bylaws, but also subject to the Old Town Design Guidelines. And just to be clear, this application is still incomplete, so we're still going through the completeness stage, and the applicant's getting closer. But we wanted to come to DRB to get some conceptual comments from the Design Review Board. And with that, I briefly want to talk about the Inland Zoning Ordinance. So staff's directing Design Review Board to have some comments related to some specific zoning ordinance requirements, just to get your feedback. And we have these listed in the staff report. For example, the first one, it states that tree, shrubbery, and ground cover must be provided at suitable levels to break up the continuity of the parking lot. Suitable is the key word here, so we want to get DRB's direction on, you know, the amount of landscaping. The zoning ordinance is pretty quiet and silent on the minimum and maximum requirements for landscaping, so we want to get your comments there. Additionally, the zoning ordinance mandates that all ends of parking lanes have to be landscaping, so we want to get your comments on those. Areas for trash and outdoor storage are screened. I believe the applicant has some details regarding that. Some lighting questions. So must be all parking areas must be lighted sufficiently and adequately, and be arranged to direct away from adjoining parcels. Also, screening must be provided along each property line consisting of a 5-foot strip, or have a solid fence. So the applicant's proposing some new fencing for this, so we'll have the DRB have some new comments regarding that. And then lastly, off-street parking spaces must not be located in the front or side yard setbacks. And actually, as proposed right now, there is none, except we have a little turnaround area in the side yard that, you know, if we can get some comments from the DRB, that would be helpful as well. So, like I mentioned, this is in the Old Town Heritage Design District. So that means this project has to conform to our Old Town Design Guidelines. So specifically, we want some comments related to the private improvement section of the guidelines. You know, sections that are related to building storefronts, you know, building colors, materials, landscaping, site design, circulation. You know, all those have to be in conformance with the design guidelines. So you'll see the design guidelines attached. And lastly, so this is actually the first time in the history of this lot that it's actually been developed into a new commercial use. So all these commercial development standards come into play for the first time. It's kind of like the first infill project for this area in terms of a new commercial use. So With that, I want to turn it over to Chris Cottrell. He's the architect for the applicant, and he'll get into kind of the details of the design. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Chris? Thank you, Daryl. Yep, my name is Chris Cottrell. I'm an architect. This lot is an interesting little slot lot. The pattern of development is, I don't know if everyone got a chance to come down and walk on here, but this existing building is set significantly farther back than all the neighbors. So we have the advantage of having a bunch of space in front of the building to sort of soften our use here. The concept is a barbecue chicken joint. It's all outdoor cooking. There are two of these restaurants in Hawaii right now. This would be the third. It's a local couple running it. You may remember this was an enterprise rent-a-car a long time ago, not a permitted commercial use. It's only been permitted as residential. So this, as a bit of a surprise, is our first round getting this thing commercial use. It is zoned commercial, it just has never had a commercial use. So what we're proposing is two new parking spaces in the front. We've got 9'7" of landscape buffer, and I'll show you the landscape plan in a second. Two new parking spaces, one accessible, the accessible path of travel. And I can take you through the building, but there's a new ramp proposed out here. These are just movable tables, probably some umbrellas. We've got some planters just to kind of buffer the cars from this eating area. There's no eating inside the restaurant. It's strictly a pickup, eat outside, or take away. It's just not big enough to support that. We got four parking spaces in the rear with a ring of planting around, and as Daryl said, a turnaround. The trash enclosure is out of the setback. It's screened from the street. It also has a sort of a wood lattice screen around it that I'll show you. And then the existing house, it's no longer a house. It would be a restaurant. We are basically cutting off a small, here it is right here, cutting off this little covered entry and extending a new one about a foot all the way across. So when you come up, I'm not going to flip over to the plan just to show you this. Come back to landscape. Here's some shots of the existing site. It is a pretty neglected site right now. This is the next door neighbor. We've got a whole interesting row of commercial here. This is one of my favorite signs, this tire store sign right here. This goes with the guidelines of the business, right? I mean, yeah, it's fantastic. I know this isn't our sign review, but I wanted to show you what we're proposing. One monument sign out at the street, and then one on our new false storefront. Get by this ADA stuff. Okay, here's the existing structure. We're doing a little bit of interior demo. Knocking off, there is a existing sort of lean-to storage shed that's in the side yard setback. We're going to get rid of that. New ADA restroom. Here's our ramp. So we've got our barbecue area out front, ADA ramp coming up, order window, pickup window. That was where the former front door was, and then a soda window. Take a step down, and then we've got a condiment bar. And since it's barbecue, you got to wash your hands afterwards. So we've got a little hand washing station outside. Let's see. And then elevation-wise, we've got some vibrant colors. It is set, 60-plus feet back from the street. People are coming by at a significant clip. This is our additional new storefront. So right now, the roof comes down without this little false front, sort of the old Western style. And we're proposing a board and bat finish on the front. And then we're going to match. This is the same horizontal wood siding that we would do for the trash enclosure in the back. And this is it right here. I'll show you the landscape plan. Currently, the site has some volunteer landscape, which actually is kind of nice. We're proposing, we're proposing a new tree and a cut-in planter to give a little bit of shade And some screening to this eating area, a little dappled light. And then this is our screening for the new parking. We've got some layered screening up to a hedge to hide this parking from Fairview Avenue. Obviously, the gray are the buildings next door. We've got some planting coming around the back. And like Daryl said, you know, this is just our first round. We just wanted to get your comments and make any improvements that you may have before we finalize this. So, thank you.
You're welcome. Any questions from members of the board?
Fence detail on the side yards?
Yeah, it is. Right now, it's a replace existing wood fence. We probably wouldn't do this purple finish. I think it'd be more of a natural brown. And you may have met a contractor out there replacing
yeah, the fence
that fence right now. Yeah. In the rear, it is a chain link fence. Sorry, that's not the right rear. This is the rear. So the rear neighbor is right on the lot line, posing matching that same wood fence all the way around.
Is it? I can't see the photo.
It's a chain link fence right now.
Oh, the burgundy fence.
The burgundy. It's a wood fence with a wood cap.
Wood cap.
Yep.
And that's going to go on the north property line as well?
That is, yeah. Oops, I'm sorry. So this is going to, it's going to go, let's see, replace the chain link fence with new 6-foot wood fence. Yep, comes all the way up to here. And this side and all the way to there. Sight line wise, we may have to pull that down a little bit so you can see around this building, but we've got two buildings on either side. There shouldn't be a sightline issue.
Okay. And then lighting?
Yeah.
You got like a gooseneck?
Yeah, we haven't got to the sight lighting, but the concept is going with this same sort of agrarian gooseneck lamp that we've got for the structure. It'd be dark sky compliant. We'd have the cutoff on the property line.
And then those planters that are defining your dining area are sort of like a corrugated steel or something?
Yeah, like the galvanized horse trough, probably, the raised two foot, something like that.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Aaron?
I've got some questions. Do you have any idea yet of what their open hours are planned to be?
Yeah, it's definitely lunch and then early dinner, so they'd probably be closing up at 7 or 8, something like that.
Okay, so I infer then if it's lunch, the target is the folk in the business park next door walking primarily.
That would be ideal, yeah. Yep. Yep. We do have some bike parking as well, so hopefully. So.
Yeah, I noticed that, but it's not trying to siphon off from UCSB and attract the kids coming at 10 p.m.
No, it's certain. No, it's closed. I mean, there is. It's not zoned for residential next to it, but there are residences next to it. So, no, cut off would be 7 or 8, something like that.
And you did mention the neighbor. When I was in school, Orient Laundry took us repeatedly because we had to be starched and pressed. And at that time, maybe it was shabby chic, and maybe it's a little past that now. I certainly recognize the tone of the neighborhood, shall we say. The thought that comes to mind, it's right at the transition of three, two lanes of traffic there, that some thought might be given to a right turn only, because people are coming through both directions. Mm-hmm. They're coming from the north, and you're going through that intersection at 45, and if somebody's trying to make an illegal left-hand turn across two lanes of traffic.
That's a good idea.
Yeah. Just
we will have to do a traffic study, so
sure,
we'll
sure,
add
yeah.
that to it. Yeah, I appreciate it.
During the completeness phase, we are routing to Public Works, for any public
course.
Improvements that they have to do, and a new turn lane going in, probably not going to be mandated, but we'll see what their comments are.
And it's usually not an issue for Goleta, but this is so close to the university that all the things that I've seen and experienced in IV and on campus start coming to mind just because of the proximity, that you may get some traffic, some clientele that maybe wasn't expected just because of how close it is. Right down the 217, loop around, and you're there. Yeah. That the temptation might be strong for some of those to make a left. And then am I correct in understanding that, let's see, on L.1, the monument sign is called out as N?
Yes. New ground sign under separate permit. Yeah.
There's two N's, yeah. Yeah, so a low succulent around the ground sign is what's intended there.
Got it.
And then the planters by the tables, is that ornamental or are they actually meant to serve as bollards?
You know, both. I think it's more of a psychological safety feeling. I think it would be nice to not feel like you're getting driven into. Yeah.
And then, again, just with the proximity to IV in the back of my mind, on the southwest portion, just as you enter, it looks, I think that wall would be a temptation for people to park, so I get the feeling that planner is in there to kind of discourage that.
I think, maybe. I think it was more to give a little relief and get some shade across here.
So maybe not so practical a use, but it's just with three customer spots besides the handicap.
Yep.
Again, I just think of the temptations coming to mind.
Yes. Yeah.
And same for the turnabout in the back. You know, what a difference a mile makes as the crow flies, but an IV, that would be jammed with two cars and three bicycles.
Yeah.
So just maybe a thought, if it becomes an issue, I don't think you need to start off with this, but have it in the back of the owner's mind, a no parking sign, if it becomes an issue.
I think we actually have to mark this as no parking already.
So much the better.
Yep, and we are, just FYI, we are over parking this for the use by two spaces. Yeah.
Well, it's a very small amount of square foot, so.
I have a lot.
Okay.
I like the concept of keeping the old sort of look to the building. I'm not terribly thrilled with the orange and green. I don't know what we can do to that. I kind of like the orange, strangely enough, but I don't know how to make it fit in a little bit. And then I thought that your extension was going to be farther out. Like even farther, pull that out for shade and things. I think you have a viable reason to do that. My opinion. I'm not an architect, so I'm just saying. And then maybe develop a little bit on the side that everyone's going to be driving by. It just seems like there's a lot of. I know it's a small building, but it just seems like there's a lot of just wall.
Right.
And that's going to be a really really hot wall.
Yep.
Which, this, my next thing is, if you don't want people parking here, maybe perhaps this planter could be extended over all the way and trees along there the whole way to shade out the structure and that drive. You guys are going to re-asphalt that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Make it into something.
Mm-hmm.
So okay. That's one thing. And to soften maybe the edges of the planter as you're coming into it, so it's not just a square wall, unless you're going to let people park there, and then that would make sense to have at least one side be square.
Got it.
Okay, that one, extend here. The native plants, I'm usually pretty fussy about making sure that there are native plants in the planting plan, and you have none at this point that I know of.
Oh, okay.
It depends on what they're suggesting here, but
okay.
That I can see. Have you been to the M special?
I have.
You have? Okay.
Yes.
You know how they use those planters,
yes.
Like you were saying, and then they have that kind of kid-proofing
mm-hmm.
little wall-y thing, maybe even with a little gate or
mm-hmm.
something. I see a lot of, not that there's going to be a lot of kids, but when there are kids,
mm-hmm.
at least they're not running out into
mm-hmm.
the street.
Are you guys going to serve alcohol?
No.
Really?
They're not planning on it.
Okay. Well, that cuts down on a lot of problems.
Yep.
So, second one. Yeah, the setbacks as you're coming out of the driveway. That view right there is critical. So whatever is here to, you know, looking and seeing how far you can see down as you're, but I suppose if you make it right turn only, then it's less critical than it was 10 minutes ago when I didn't realize that was going to happen. But something about your sign placement being, you know, up front or
maybe somehow pull it more centered into this planner. Is that what you're thinking?
Just
farther away. From
you know,
edge.
Stand there and look.
Yeah.
And if it's right where you,
yeah.
So that you can't see if a car is coming towards you, then that's probably not the right place for that sign. Would be my.
Yeah.
I'm sure.
Yeah. Public Works will be doing what we call a vision triangle assessment, yeah, to make sure that doesn't happen. So.
Those ones, kids won't earn special 7 edges, pulled spot, natives, photovoltaics, nobody said that yet, but don't we always ask for those? Or is this not one of those have you considered?
I mean, it could be a consideration for the applicant to take a look at, but it's not something that we're mandating at this point.
Okay. So this roof here is just
ripe.
Yes, and you could cut down your heat.
Yeah.
A lot, too.
Yeah.
That we do have something about parapets and signs in the front here being over the height of the. Yeah, does that not comply with that? It feels like your parapet might be a bit high. So I don't know. Again, I'll leave that to the.
It's actually more of a false front, is what it kind of is.
False front. Okay.
Yeah, that would, which is a little bit different animal.
Different animal. Okay. So, yeah, again, extending and kind of articulating the side,
sure,
a little bit more. I like your step down on the other side, or your step up on the other side. But nobody's going to see it because of the laundry, so.
Right.
Yeah, well, maybe. A little bit. You might see it a little bit. And then the sign. I did have a comment. Are we comments or is this questions? I hope this was comments. Oh, is it? Really? I just went right into comments.
You already moved into that zone.
Darn. I'm sorry.
No, okay. Backing out.
Okay. Forward. I don't know about the sign. Can you make it a wave? Like an actual wave? Like the tire? With a real chicken in it?
This is their logo. It is a trademark logo.
Wouldn't that be
logo?
Cool?
You know what I was thinking on that is their barbecues are hexagonal.
Okay, where are they?
If we're starting to get to truth in what we do, I mean, we could do a hexagonal frame around this thing, something like that. They are out front. Let's see. There are these guys right here.
Yes.
Yeah. I haven't talked to the owners about that.
There's something about the sign that I don't know. It's like I want it to either be all the way that or not that, not square anyway.
Got it. Okay.
So
you mean this rectangle, the outer frame?
Yeah, the rectangle's buggy.
Yeah, no problem.
And this part too, I don't. But I like this. I know I like the way. Their logo already with that chicken, the funny chicken character.
That's their logo. Hmm. Yeah. It's a.
Yeah, it's a trademark sign.
Yeah.
There it is.
Oh,
right there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I just keep seeing it as like a full scale, like an actual wave. You probably can't do that.
That would be cool.
And nor would anyone probably agree with me here on this board. So. Just my ideas. Okay, I pass the buck.
Thank you.
Okay, so we're sort of moving in from questions and comments.
Yeah,
I'm sure
do
that's
both.
Appropriate. First, a question to staff. Has there been a historic sites report done on this at all?
Yeah, so we had a consultant take a look at and do a historic inventory on the property, and their conclusion was there wasn't any historical significance associated with the property or building or anyone that lived there that was of historical significance. So we did have one, but it came back negative.
Any details you care to share when it was built?
It
was originally a residence, right?
Yeah. You know, they couldn't depict an exact date, but they thought the early 1940s.
Okay. All right. Well, first of all, I want to commend the owner, Mr. Sofina. and yourself for bringing some life back to one of the truly diamonds in the rough of Old Town Goleta. It's really rough there. But those buildings are so interesting along there. So I would hope that we really make this one of the string of pearls along there, the old surf shop. The laundry isn't that interesting, but the one down there with the three arches, this is, to me, is an incredibly interesting building. So it's going to set the bar, if you will, and I applaud their efforts. Thank you very much. I would, going back to the landscape plan, I would second Member Clinton's comments about landscaping along with the fence around the edge all the way around. It's a pity to me that most of your landscaping is in the back rather than in this area in the front. And these appear, while well intentions, are sort of measly, and this is really where you want to make your guests welcome and a place that they hang out and buy more product. So I would do all that you could to enhance this in terms of landscaping, both hardscape and greenscape in this area. These are nice, and they work well against cars bashing into them. So that may be the right solution. Another thing I wanted to second about Member Clinton's was this wall. Perhaps this is a proper area for a planting bed because cars are going to want to bash into that building. So if you don't do some kind of barrier in terms of a planting bed or at least armoring the wall, it's going to look like hell in very short order. And then lastly, can we go to the elevations? And I'm going to hope I cite something correctly here from the Goleta Heritage District. I'm on page number 20, wall signs number 5. The way I'm reading it is that this sign really isn't allowed at all, the building, this sort of false front. And I don't think it really adds much. Your sign, the one that's going to have the impact is the monument sign out on the street. That's going to catch the eyeballs. This is just going to reiterate it deep in. And I really think it works against the whatever discreet charm this building has. I think that this works against it. And granted, it's not that great, and you're going to have some vents that you want to disguise, but I would encourage you to look for alternative ways, or even reducing your sign. It just doesn't really make it to me. It's putting lipstick on the proverbial pig there. I like the colors. I think some of the landscape plants that you've chosen would really work well with, in lieu of signage, and creating a colorful spot along the street. As much as I like natives, they tend to not look really good for a certain part of the year. So you may pick out lovely things that bloom in one season, and then they look really lousy for 6 months. So
trees,
fine. We're in agreement there. We're in agreement there. Let's see. I think that's enough. I'll pass along here.
Bill? Thank you, Chair. Many of my comments have already been addressed. I really appreciate the thorough review from the fellow board members. Regarding adequate parking, you indicated that it's actually overparked. I was a little bit concerned about that. Is that based on the square footage of the building or on the use, on the land use?
Yeah, so it's actually based on tenant space, tenant square footage, you know, for patrons. And so since there's no patron space inside the building, it's all geared towards the outside eating area. And it actually is only about 450 square feet. And so that's the area that we need to provide parking for.
Okay, I guess maybe I'd be a little bit concerned about the way that that's interpreted based on this use, particularly as this is a drive-in and takeout. I presume there'll be some sort of study in terms of the peak hour trips as a result of the commercial from residential to drive-in and takeout. And do you know what the LOS is at Fairview and Hollister at that point? Is it adequate so that a few more trips at peak hours really are insignificant?
Yeah. You know, and that's what's going to be analyzed by Public Works for the traffic study.
They will submit a traffic study to the Public Works Department, and it'll have how many peak hour trips are you adding during that time, and they'll have to, you know, pay development impact fees for that and all that.
I guess I'm just concerned that it might be under parked, particularly if it is popular at certain points in time, and that there really is no other place appropriate to go park if there's an overflow situation there. The new fence is going up. It's very high. It really does a good job shielding the use from the neighbors and vice versa. And the fence is high, and I was just going to suggest for visibility that lower it on the northwest corner there, because otherwise, as you drive towards the south on Fairview, you're just seeing a very, very large fence that's just kind of blocking this tunneled lot off, and to have it high at one point but then lowered somewhere else so that people can see that there really is an establishment back there, I think makes sense. You want to improve the visibility towards the street, so making the tall fence lower on the northwest side.
Yeah, per fence regulations, they actually have to have 25 feet from the front property down the side property line, be 30 inches.
So. Okay, because it looks like it's too tall already from what I had seen going up there, so I guess you folks would want to check on that.
Yeah.
The other thing I would talk about is again, the need for two signs. A tasteful monument sign makes sense. I'm trying to think if there's any along that stretch of Fairview, so this will be interesting, but I think the other sign that's proposed would be duplicative and actually does detract from the kind of architecture that you're trying to promote. It's interesting to hear how people like the appropriateness of the colors. For me, they're a little bit like one of those 50-50 bars. But because it's so far set back from the street, I don't think that's really going to be a problem. And I guess just lastly, I'll say landscaping is something that's really deficient in Old Town Goleta. So any kind of landscaping improves the look and feel of Old Town. And I really agree with the comments about additional landscaping, particularly in the front and along the fence on the south side, all the way to the entrance, where as far as you can get it to where that, I don't know if you're going to close off your parking lot at night with a fence or something like
that. I'm sure they figure that, yeah.
But up to that point, as far as it can go, so that when you're driving south on Fairview and you look in, you're just not seeing a very large expanse of fence, but you're seeing greenery, and you go, this is an inviting place in a rough neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
An oasis, yes. All right, thanks.
Thank you. My own comments on this, like Member Whalen was saying, this is going to be a nice addition, well done, in that this area, because it needs it, and there are some nice buildings that are in that area, but this is going to help connect and extend that a bit. I don't have a problem with the colors. I do have a question. On your elevation, you're showing board and bat on the front. I'm assuming that the board and bat extends all the way around the building.
That's a good question. Currently, it's a stucco finish. The thought with the sort of bootstrap start on this is to just board and bat the front, and just re-stucco and paint the rest of the building, the back of the building.
Because I get the whole ethos of this. This is like the neighborhood beach shack that everyone goes to. It's got all the really great food. And it started life as a house, and the kind of story behind it is mom and pop started the house and started serving the local surfers. It got popular, and it grew from there. And
he's in.
Well,
I thought it was a food truck.
Well, but and typically, historically, when buildings like that get done, that even goes as far back as even like old mining boom towns in the old West. You start with one kind of a building, and it kind of morphs or changes as they expand. So initially, I didn't have a much of a problem with the parapet out there, but the other members make a good point that we've got the monument sign out in the front, which is going to call attention and bring it in. I think the colors are good. I like the colors, and again, they help because it's part of the whole beach thing, but it's also the building so far back, it needs something to attract it. I don't really have a problem with a false front on there, but the problem then arises, what do you put on the false front? because that may be too much signage. I don't know. That's kind of something, a sign animal.
Yeah, one thing about the signage in Old Town is that, you know, we have the design guidelines, and so
yes,
they actually are not only design guidelines, but our zoning ordinance, you know, allowed to have a wall sign.
Yes.
So, yeah, I think it just comes down to placement, size, and
yeah,
all that.
But, that being said, I don't have a problem with a wall sign on a false front as long as it's, you know, fits. I would tend on this not to do something so low. If it's going to be a false front, make it a false front. You know, get it, make it up so it you don't see the ridge. Otherwise, this is kind of the only thing I can think of that this reminds me of. Oh, the old enamel tin signs that Coca-Cola or 7-Up used to make for businesses, the long white ones with the green lettering on it, which is clearly is not. So I think you ought, I'd like you to examine that a bit more. And also, I'm not comfortable with the idea of just having a board abut on the front elevation and not on the sides. It needs to be, you know, bootstrapping is good, but and I admire them for doing that, but there's some things that need that should not be left undone. Mm-hmm. And I also agree with the other comments from the other members of the board regarding landscaping. Certainly it needs something, a planter strip of some sort along this side and also around the border of the property as well. So that's kind of where I sit on this, but I love the concept. I'm a little concerned about parking too, but like as Daryl said, there's going to be a traffic study on this because that could be problematic. If it's really good chicken, there's going to be a path beaten to its door, and there may not be enough room for the kind of path you may get. So we'll see what happens with that. That's basically all I got to say about it. So, this is coming before us for conceptual review.
Chair.
Yes.
I did withhold comments.
I'm sorry, please. by all means,
so
I'm sorry.
I skipped.
No, okay. Let's keep going then. I'm terribly sorry. I didn't mean to.
Yeah, no problem. Okay. Just very brief. I'm going to pull up my notes here. About the point about the large expanse of wall on the south face there, I would think that a mural might be apropos. I myself would enjoy that.
Oof. That'd be great.
Yeah, it seems like it would go with the theme, help it. That's a local thing.
Can I just?
Sure.
So if we went with board and bat all the way around, could we do a mural there instead of wrapping that board and bat? I think the mural wouldn't go as well on the.
Yeah, historically, yeah. It's more stucco.
Yeah.
Just a comment regarding
this
the
is
mural.
Just, well, this is just comments
yeah,
right
just
now.
Comments, yep.
Yeah,
yeah.
So
I'm just making
a comment. So we put that in there about, you know.
Yeah. So per the design guidelines and actually our general plan for this area, public art is encouraged. So
quite.
That's just a quick yeah. comment.
I'm just wondering how that works with, you know, with the building itself. Because like I said, if it needs to be all one thing, I would think it needs to be all one thing or all another. If it's just the front that's board on bat, it's going to look unfinished.
No, I appreciate your
yeah.
point.
Yeah.
I don't necessarily disagree. Just actually, it,
but certainly they,
the thought of the mural came up
before. Certainly, you should examine it because a good mural on the side, I think, would, you know, I could support something like that down the road, possibly depending on the design.
So maybe just another option.
Yeah.
And then about the parking, it did, my initial reaction is it's a little thin. But over the years, you know, as I've passed by my own business, not being too far from there, as the crow flies anyway, I was always wondering how that sandwich shop ever survived. And then it finally dawned on me when I pulled back in there, there's just offices for thousands of square feet of tens of thousands probably. And I suspect that unless it becomes the regional draw that was mentioned, which, you know, that's another good problem to have. Short of that, I think a lot of the traffic, a lot of the customers are going to be on foot. Just a thing for the other members to consider.
My comments, I'll be quick. I agree with adding landscaping or bollards, some kind of protection on the south side of the building. Also adding landscaping on the north side, north property line, maybe behind the trash recycle or along the ramp. On the landscape plan, there's a pinch point between the planter. Yeah, right there. I'm not quite sure if that's adequate. You might want to slide that new planter to the west.
Sure.
Look at that. The bike parking, I thought maybe it could work better by that south planter to less clutter of bikes near the dining area.
Okay.
Or on the other side. Yeah. Just a thought.
Okay.
I really like the building colors. I think it's fun. I encourage you to be bright and bold with that. The landscape plan, generally like the plant palette. There's a few plants on here that are, I would call, maintenance nightmares for commercial type projects, kind of like the Mexican sage, the lion's tail, things that need a lot of pruning. Might not be so successful in a commercial type setting. I don't necessarily think natives need to be in the palette. Just low water use, low maintenance, bulletproof is the main thing. Your idea of the mural was an interesting one. Shade on the dining area, outdoor area. Maybe a shade sail, maybe some kind of tree. Well, we can get a shade tree in there. It's west facing, so it's going to see quite a bit of sun there. Yeah, so those are my comments.
Thank you. Mr. Chair?
Yes.
We had looked at a trellis over this this area, which then we could grow vines up and make sort of accommodate some of this landscaping and buffering and shade. Is that something that the board would, not necessarily approve, but be lean towards?
What do the other members of the board seem to think? It sounds interesting to me.
I think shade, you need shade on that outdoor dining area for sure.
Yeah.
Some kind of shade.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, for the shade alone.
Yeah.
Before it.
I think it would also help. It could also be something. It could also be an asset to the building too, in the design. So, yeah.
Okay, great.
Chair, I did have one more question for the applicant.
Sure.
Where the barbecues are located, are those sheltered from inclement weather?
They're open air barbecues. No, they're not sheltered. There's a gate to protect anyone from touching them because they get very hot. But they're totally open air.
So as people move things about, they may have to take their umbrella with them.
Yes.
Okay.
I understand. This is their model, and that's how they cook it. It's all outside, open air. But that might be nice if that was somehow had some sort of cover on that too. Is that what you're thinking? Yeah. Okay.
I don't know if there's an issue with heat and smoke as a result of barbecues and then placing things in close proximity.
Right. But for use, that might be something good to think about.
That's his means of prophesying rain.
I would support some sort of shade structure for the dining area, and that may supersede the need for signage on the building. That shade structure may be your signage opportunity.
Yeah, agreed. And that'd also take care of the the idea with the false front there.
Exactly.
Yeah.
My only concern with getting rid of the false front is it's such a frumpy facade. It's just a furrowed brow, yeah. And there's nothing exciting about it. Mm-hmm. So you'd be looking at just this expansive roof.
That's why a shade structure would disguise all of that.
Yeah. I mean, I guess when we first took a pass at the shade structure, it ended up being, you know, the pergola would sort
something
of
off the building.
Be about the same height as the bottom of this. Mm-hmm. So you still are getting that front beyond.
If it were a completely separate structure out in front, mm-hmm. with the same height and dimensions, you'd never see the building.
Mm-hmm.
And you wouldn't have to worry about the frumpiness of the roof.
Okay.
And you could actually design the roof that you really want.
Right. Okay. Good.
Came up with more while everybody else was talking, too. Yeah. Okay, what about, I don't know what you guys would think about this, but like pickup spots. If we move the landscaping over to by the building and have, I like the art idea. But what about like there being some sort of flow to the thing that people who just are coming in to pick up can pull into those spots and then turn, and then these become more turnaround spots or something like that. I don't know how you would accomplish that, but I just think it's a good idea.
Yeah.
And also some way of securing the property at night. I can't imagine you just leaving it open with tables and chairs and pergolas and plantings and
a mural.
And a mural, mm-hmm. yes, is open too. So, you know, if you had some sort of fence that maybe folded over against this property line, then as people are driving down the road, they're going to see your orange, or I don't know if they can put a sign on a fence, but, you know, that might be your opportunity for that visual.
Okay.
But I don't know how you're going to do it. I think it's a good idea. It's when I went over there today, there's a couple people just standing around, so.
Yeah.
It's
Yep.
Yeah, I saw that guy.
You saw that guy? Yeah, he's there.
So hopefully we haven't totally confused you.
No, it's been great comments. Thank you so much.
Great. Should we set up a time to...
Well, from here, the next step is to get the application complete.
Okay.
And once that's been accomplished through the zoning aspect, and then we've got comments from fire and public works.
Right.
Then we'll work on completeness after that. I think the next step would be design review in the future.
Okay. Okay, so there's no date needs to be set at this point because you guys still got a lot of moving parts on this.
Yeah, that's my feeling. Yeah.
Okay.
Perfect.
Well, thank you.
Thank you all so much.
All right.
Good job.
Thanks.
Fixing it up.
Okay, so that takes us down to... H, announcement by members. Member Whalen?
Yes, this my comment is really on the mention of staff, that we have new planning commissioners, and I'd like to suggest that we have a joint design review committee and planning board meeting where I don't know exactly what we do or why we do that, but it just seems like a good idea that these two boards meet each other and maybe understand what the other is doing and what our responsibilities are, and perhaps we have regular joint meetings.
Okay, well, take that into consideration.
I'd just like to follow up with those comments. I think those are interesting because concept review, basically the floor is wide open for this group here, and we come up with a lot of comments that the secretary faithfully records, and then those are given to the planning commission, and I'm sure that their packets, they read all those minutes, so it really provides a real link in the process with the design review board and the planning commission.
I kind of agree with Dennis. Maybe if it's possible to do it maybe like on a quarterly basis might be useful, just to touch base with the planning commission. I don't know how that works regarding the Brown Act and noticing and all that, but it's something that I think has some merit. There's something I'd like to bring up that was brought up by you, Mary, earlier in this meeting, that it had been, because of the setup on the agenda today where we had what normally would have been the sign committee, but we had so few items on the agenda, you had asked us, canvassed us, and we had pretty much said, well, you know, let's just bring it before the full board. But you were asking about more specifically kind of like a policy, if you could elaborate on that.
Well, I think the last, excuse me, the last meeting we had primarily sign applications and one other, and it seemed that, you know, to bring the whole board together for one item, and one what, and they were important sign items, one in Old Town and one in that required an overall sign plan. So I don't know that that would happen, and of course this time two of the items were continued, so it made sense to bring it to full board. I think there is value that we have a subcommittee to sort of vet out the more simpler signage that meets code and then report to the board, but we can continue doing it that way. And like I say, if there was a really light, if it's a more sign agenda and light other projects that perhaps that, but it's just, you know, what do you think as a board?
Okay, well, I'd like to put this to the board before I weigh in. Does anybody have any thoughts on this?
Yeah, I like the idea of the full board looking at signs when we have a light agenda and leaving it up to the planning staff to decide what the agenda will be and which committee and subcommittees will see those.
Bill?
I agree.
Okay.
Yeah, my thought was in the instances when it's a light agenda, maybe to have the Old Town ones be brought more to the fore than just everything. That's an area that has some, like you said, it's not requirements, it's guidelines, mm-hmm. it's our wish list.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But I think that bears more scrutiny, and you know, we're going to defend, I'm going to defend 65 square feet on signage and things like that pretty rigorously.
Mm-hmm.
Where in the other parts of town, it's just, you know, it doesn't have 100 years of memories.
I kind of go along with Aaron. The kind of the criteria I think I would go with is if it's a light agenda, you know, two or three items normally, you know, besides signage, then, yeah, it should be the full board to review it. Or if it's a larger agenda, and the project, if it's for something in Old Town, then maybe that you know, stuff that goes to Old Town should be earmarked to be heard by the full board regardless.
Well, one thing to keep in mind is that the subcommittee does bring the all signage to the full board. So
yes.
My suggestion is that we keep signage at the subcommittee if it meets the code and the guidelines of Old Town. And again, when it's brought to the full board can also discuss the items.
Mm-hmm.
But in the case, for instance, like AutoZone that did not meet specifically the guidelines, that be scheduled for a full board.
Yeah.
Does that sound?
Yes.
Good? Okay.
Okay,
I think we understand.
Do we have any more announcements by members? If not, I hereby declare this meeting adjourned.